Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got all the issues. I'm talking about covering down local, state, and national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, there's in case you didn't know, you should have already figured it out on this show, we like to bring in the groups who are in the fight with us, right? You hear all the time about the various groups that are out there that are really doing great things. And one of those that I'm pretty fond of is the Eagle Forum. And the Eagle Forum of Alabama, Uni Smith's been there for many years, and her executive director is my friend Becky Gerritsen, who is a culture warrior herself. And Becky Gerritsen is on the line right now to give us some updates on where we stand in the final days of the legislative process. Becky Gerritsen, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on and for reviewing some of the bills. I was listening before I came on, and it is a busy time, and we are running out of time to get some of these good bills passed and then to try to kill the bad ones that are coming down the pike.
Yeah, on some of these, you kind of hope the time would tick along quicker, but then, like you said, there's other things you still want to get done. So I got to ask you, though, Beck, about the elephant in the room is the gambling bill. And that thing is currently sitting in conference. House and Senate don't agree, at least as far as we know thus far. What are you hearing on that thing?
Yes. Well, that is so funny that you asked that question, because everyone I see asks me that question. We're down there every day and we all look at each other. All of us, there's many forces that are, you know, trying to fight the gambling bill and or the bills or the one in conference committee. And it's very tight-lipped. We hear rumors that, you know, on Tuesday, everything was great, and there was supposed to be this big hearing that was going to happen the next day, and then the next day, there's fighting, and the meeting's been called off, and so we're all just completely in the dark, and I hope that the clock runs out, but, you know, Phil, as it goes, they may bring this up tomorrow. Who knows? There may be a bill to vote on as early as tomorrow, so we're just, you know, doing everything we can to tell people to vote no, ask their legislators to vote no, and we just have no idea. Crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, usually you can get a kind of a sense of the room, read the tea leaves, so to speak.
Yeah.
And this one seems to be, I mean, granted, it's eluding final passage to this point. I mean, think about it. This is the very first bill the House passed. They came out the gate and were like, nothing more important, and passed this gambling package. And then it went upstairs and stalled. And now we're literally days away from seeing it, you know, wither on the vine, but we need the clock to tick on that one.
We do. We definitely do. And it's been very unfortunate that leadership in both houses have been frustrated at each other and have held up each other's bills. And with, you know, when you've got something you want passed, that is not, you're not happy about that. So we'll see how everyone, I think there'll be a lot of band-aids and ace bandages and stuff at the end of this session, because it's just not been a real agreeable time right now.
All right. Well, listen, there's several other bills. I mentioned one of them earlier. Representative Arnold Mooney has got a bill, House Bill 385. It's the top on your list. Y'all are supporting it. Top on your list you mailed out, I mean, I'm sorry. And this one just literally deals with, you know, basically trying to prevent obscenities in front of children. And it's like, oh, we're going to have librarians arrested and it's all goodness. And it's, talk to us about this bill. Where are we?
Right. Okay, so this is a bill that just takes the current Alabama obscenity law and adds a new section called harmful to minors material, which is legally a term, but it is. So anyway, if there are obscene books or obscene material in a children's section in the library, which we have seen across the state, that is not allowed to be there. That is against the law. But harmful to minors is more of a community standards kind of thing. So the DA would be the one to decide if something is not appropriate for a child and would pass, you know, that test. So if for some reason a librarian does not know if this is dangerous for a child or, you know, if it's inappropriate for a child, they can always get a question, you know, they can ask the DA to weigh in on that. So, but there's just this real fear tactic that all these librarians are going to be fired because they're putting books in the children's section.
Yeah.
Well, really, this is just common sense. You know
it
what
is.
Children should be exposed to and what they shouldn't be exposed to. And if you have a question, you can ask the DA.
Well, not only that, but my understanding of the bill, too, is there's no penalty if the librarian, within 7 days of receiving notice about a bill, a book that needs to be removed, if they remove the book, it's like, oh, sorry, didn't know that was on the shelf over there. We've got it. We'll take care of it. You've got 7 days to walk to the kids section and take it off the shelf and put it somewhere else. But yeah, AL.com and some of the usual sensationalists are out there talking about how we're going to, you know, the jackboots are coming to arrest all the librarians.
Right, right. Well, it's crazy. Well, on that same line of obscenity, we have two other bills that we're really wanting to get passed this year. And one is the Children's Device Protection Bill. And you're familiar with this. This is the cell phone porn bill.
Yes.
Which is so easy. It's been several years we've tried to get this passed. But every cell phone and tablet has an explicit filter that it already comes on the tablet. It's already there. The manufacturer already makes it. But it is always turned off. It's very hard to find. And then there are oftentimes so many dozens of steps to actually turn it on. So this bill just asks the manufacturer to turn it to on so that whenever a cell phone is activated in the state of Alabama, cell phone or tablet, is activated in the state of Alabama for a minor, it just toggles to on. It's a simple software update. There's no, the retailer doesn't have to go in and do anything. I mean, it's just so easy. But a great protection against children who are accidentally being exposed to explicit pornography. So, there's just a real fight over this. The big tech does not like this. They make a ton of money off of pornography. They want to peddle it to our children. They don't want to make it easy to turn it off. And so that's where we're getting the pushback. And it has passed the House unanimously for many years, for 3 years. I think this is the fourth year we're trying to get this passed, and it keeps stalling in the Senate. So we are just praying that this bill, it's in committee, and they'll hopefully give it a favorable report on Wednesday, and we would have enough time for it to get to the floor.
Yeah, this is one of those. We've had Malia Stevens, who I know you know, has been on the show twice. She was on last week, and I said to her then, this is one of the most low-hanging fruit, common sense, no-brainer bills I think I've ever seen. And yet, what really bugs me is the BCA and the Department of Commerce. I mean, it's like basically our state is fighting this bill. What in the world?
Right, right. And they don't even understand when you hear them.
Did we lose
it? Sound like we're asking. They make it sound like we're asking for some awful thing you hear at their testimonies, and they just don't even understand the bill. This is such a simple, easy software update. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is.
So, okay, so there's that one, and then the other one is Susan DeBose has a bill that would require, would sort of put a clamp down on comprehensive sex ed, which is a very graphic sex ed. It's more the teacher child how to have sex sort of thing. If you look in that weekly update that I sent you, you can see what comprehensive sex ed is all about. And it's so graphic and so horrible. So, and this is not abstinence only. The opposition is trying to make it out that this bill is abstinence only, but they do talk about contraceptives. It is scientifically based. This is going to be a big fight, and I think it will be on the floor this week. So, again, we're just trying to protect these young children from grooming tactics. That with sexual grooming everywhere, whether it's the library, whether it's in your school. I mean, it's everywhere, and these kids need help.
Yeah, they do. And I tell you what, the thing I have to ask, not of you per se, but the people that want to do like the folks that want to put these books in the kids section, the folks that want to have graphic sexual education, which is really not education. It's more like you said, like grooming style stuff in schools. You have to, people don't ask the question enough of them. Why do you want it in the kids section? Why is that important to you to have it in the kids section? And I think that most of them, if they were asked that in a public setting, they wouldn't know how to answer. They just do. They just want it there. It's like the Read Freely Alabama people that just want that stuff in the kids section of the libraries. And yet, that should be a problem in itself. Not that the books are there, that you want them there is a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you, with about a minute to go before we go to the break, there's also a bill on here that I really had not been tracking. But you guys have got it on your list of bills that moved. And I'm wondering where you are on, well, actually, you support the bill, I know. It's House Bill 165 by Representative Brown, but it requires parental permission for vaccines. I had not even seen this bill. What is that one about with about a minute here?
Yes. So if a child was at school and they wanted to give them a shot, they would not be able to under this bill. You have to, I believe it's up to age 18, unless you're emancipated, you know, you're an adult, but you have to have your parents give written consent for you to be able to receive a vaccine. And we do like this bill a lot, but we're running out of time. It's got to be in committee this week. It's already passed the House, so now it's just moving through the Senate. And I think the Senate is holding up House bills right now because of the gambling stuff.
I've seen tiffs between the House and the Senate before. I don't think I've ever seen one that involved a press conference. It's just... I look at it now, when the Speaker of the House goes out and does a press conference and calls upon the leadership of the Senate to pass a bill, I'm like, what is going on in Montgomery right now? Aren't they all Republicans, supposedly?
Acting like it.
All right, my friend, listen, you guys have got your finger on the pulse. And I tell you what, if you hear, and listen, you can call me at a moment's notice. If you hear anything about gambling moving or whatever else, or some of the other major bills you and I have just discussed, shoot me a text or maybe even call in one day on the show and just update us as we go, okay?
Perfect. Would love to. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Hey, Becky, and tell them where they can find out more about Eagle Forum if they want to.
Yes, definitely. AlabamaEagle.org, and you can find our weekly updates. I'm getting ready to put week 10 on there, which is the one that you have in your hand. And right now it's only week 9, but you can see all the weekly updates on our homepage. Just scroll down and you'll find them.
All right. Good enough. Thank you, Becky Garrettson. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now, but Eagle Forum is one of those groups like API and ALCAP and a few others that are Alabama-based and doing amazing things to fight within the legislative processes for what I would call good conservative public policy. If you ever want to get on board one of those organizations, I highly encourage it, because that's one way to get in the fight where there's already somebody there who helps carry a banner. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.